what do we mean when we say we're entering God's presence if he is everywhere anyway? I think Psalm 139 is what we should have just looked at this evening anyway. I keep referring back there. Verse 7, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. Paul quotes actually a non-Christian poet when he's talking to the Athenians, and he says, you know, in him we live and move and have our being. Yeah, God is everywhere. But there are also those references where the Lord is prayed for the Lord to be particularly present. Go with us, Lord, Moses said time and again. Come and visit us, the Old Testament folk would pray so often. We pray that God would go with us into the week. Well, if he's present everywhere, why do we bother to pray that? I think it's best perhaps to understand that as God, he is everywhere present. We call it his omnipresence. But in relationship, he is especially present to bless with those who approach him in the way he's laid down. In the Old Testament era, that was through the sacrifices that he provided them with. And very detailed instructions. This is how you come to experience my presence, he says, in a way which won't consume you. And there are very clear rules and regulations as to how, what offerings you had to come with, what you should be wearing, what you should have done beforehand, and so on. And mainly the sacrifices. And that theme is carried through into the New Testament. The only way to come into God's presence to experience his blessing, his ultimate blessing, is through the sacrifice, the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the fulfillment of all that the Old Testament was beginning to prepare us for. If we approach him in any other way, then he won't be there to bless us. Chapter 2, verse 18 of what we were reading in Ephesians said, for through him we both have access to the Father. But we're in God's presence. Why do we need access to the Father? He's present, but not as our Father. We don't have access to him in the way of a father just saying, come, child, I want to hear what you have to say. Yes, he is present everywhere as God, but the relational aspect of the wonderful blessing of being God's child can only be received when we come to him through Jesus. There's also the promise of Jesus, isn't there, that he will be with us always, even to the end of the world, as we go into the world. As we step out in obedience, we know Christ's presence in a special way, Jesus promises. And there's also Matthew 18, a verse that's often quoted really quite out of context. It's talking about regarding decision-making, particularly with discipline in the church, where two or three are gathered together, there I will be with you. And sort of wonderful, isn't that nice, cozy thought? But actually, it's when you're making a decision of how to discipline somebody is the actual context. If we want to know God's blessing, we have to come to him in the way that he's laid down. And that's different from just him being present everywhere. I think the flip side of that is that he is especially present to curse when we are not in obedience with him, or when we approach through any other means. He turns his back, we read. He hides his face if we're not approaching him with the right heart and in the right way and through the right person. So it's a really good question, because it doesn't make sense to people sometimes when we talk about God being present everywhere and yet we pray for him to be here with us. We're meeting here, Lord, come and visit us. I never really like that at the beginning of a church. We are coming into his presence. We're not inviting him to come and join us. That doesn't seem to me to be a biblical concept, but there's still a difference to being in God's presence in that way.